Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kuf Chaf Aleph, mitzvah 121, as we continue in the Karbanos of Parshas Vayikra. We are up to the Karban Chatas of a Yachid. This is the second Karban Chatas we're discussing. Yesterday was the Chatas of the Bezdin, the Parhal and Davar Shal Tzibur, and today is the Karban Chatas of a Yachid. Mitzvah's Karban Chatas of a Yachid, Sheshagak B'mitzvah Lo Sasei Shechayavan Alav Karis. That is the title of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Rambam, and the Chinuch follows him, counts all the mitzvahs of a Chatas Yachid in one mitzvah. The Rambam says this in Shoresh Shevi'i, that all the parshias that are talked about here in Vayikra, the parsha, even, the Rambam sounds like, even of a par of a Kohen Gadol, and the par, and the Karban of the Nasi, and the Karban of the Yachid, and the Karban of what's discussed later on in Sefer by Midbar of a Yachid doing Avodah Zarah, all of those karbanis, even though there are different halachas, they're all chatas, and they're all included in this mitzvah. Chatas of Kohen Gadol, Nasi, Hedyot, and in Parsha Shlach, in Perek Tezvav by Midbar, chatas Yachid Shavat Avodah Zarah. Dharma counts that all as one. Rav Sadya Gaon has four separate mitzvahs asay. He has the Yachid Avodah Zarah, he has Yachid Sharaveros, he has Par Kohen Gadol, and he has the Seer of the Nasi. His four separate mitzvahs relating to the Karban Chatas. The Rambam explicates this himself in Shoresh Shevi'i. In the seventh Shoresh, in the beginning of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, what's the seventh Shoresh? Shein roi limnos dikduke ha-mitzvah. We don't count details and different ways of fulfilling different aspects of one mitzvah, different halakim of a mitzvah. Da, ki a mitzvah ha'achas mishpat achad mekubal v'yischaibu me'oso ha'akdam et sivuyim azaras rabos, hei midini ha'mitzvah. There are many different sivuyim and commands within each and every mitzvah. For example, chalitza and yibum. There's so many different permutations when you do chalitza, when you don't do chalitza. This woman has to, this woman doesn't have to. Well, you're going to count all of those? Says the Rambam, if you count every different case of chalitza in as a separate mitzvah, you would get to more than 200 mitzvahs. Just in Maseches Yevamos, says the Rambam, vein achas mehem kim tzivui mi biyuchud o'asara, and it's really not true. You will count them all as one. V'kfar tov azeh rabbi, many people have made a mistake with this. V'chol mashe matzu kasev manu, and people, he's referring to the Bahag, or Rav Sadya Gaon, to some of the Gaonim, who he's referring to, manu mi bilti histaklus b'shorash ha-mitzvah, they don't know the shorish, and the Rambam then gives our example. U'mizeamin gamkein shigigas mitzvah. If somebody doesn't have misha shagag v'avra mitzvah Hashem, yakriv karban, v'hi mitzvahs asei achat, it's one mitzvah, mitzvah samach tes, according to the Rambam. V'shi yakriv ha-shogei chatas. U'bitznai, as long as the avera was one, that if you had you done it b'mezid, you'd be chayef kares. That's the fish mission in Krisos. List off all of the chiyuve kares, and if you do those by accident, you're a chayev chatas, with three exceptions, which we will get to soon. But the Rambam says, im haya shogig mi'am ha'aretz, yakriv kispo se'ira. If the shogig was a regular person, they bring a kispo se'ira. Vim haya nasi, yakriv se'ir. Vim haya kohen gadol, yakriv par. Vim haya sashkaga b'avod azara, yakriv ha'shogig se'ira. V'bein shahaya nasi ohed yod kohen gadol, no matter who you are, it's all one mitzvah. V'lo behis chalef. Mine habale chayim sheyakrev mehem a carbon yisrabe ha carbon o echachu carbon shogiv yashuv mitzvos harbe. Just because there are different animals that you have to bring, that doesn't mean that it's counted as separate mitzvos. Well, you're going to count kispa and seira separately too. Shtei torim o bnei yona count? No, of course not. Tzivui b'carbon u'mitzvos asay. The heyos zeh mevi oso a carbon ba'atzmo seira. This one brings that. That's just details. That is the Rambam. And the Rav Sadya Gaon counts four. What's the lumdus behind the Rambam and Rav Sadya Gaon? So there's a beautiful piece in the Mitzvah HaMelech where he explains, maybe this is Lishitaso. We discussed back at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra that the Rambam counts separate mitzvos for the owner and for the Kohen. Parshas Vayikra, he counts the mitzvah of Chatas right here. And later on, the Rambam in Parshas Tzav, and the Chinuch following him, a mitzvah Kuf Lamed Ches, I'll read it to you from the Chinuch, the mitzvah in Kuf Lamed Ches counts Maisa Chatas. Shinitz Tavinu Sheyeasu Akonim Karban Achatas Alin Yeran Iskabakasuv. Or the details of Chatas and the Avoda with the special Zrikas, the halachas of the Zrikas of a Chatas, compared to other Karbanas. He counts the bringing of the Chatas separately and the doing of the Chatas separately. The Rambam counts that separately, and the Ramban does not. The Ramban says it's one mitzvah. What's the beer of that machlokas? Because the Rambam holds, says the mitzvah samelach, to be karbanos chova ika beis mitzvahs nefradim. But when it comes to carbon chovas, there are two separate mitzvahs. There's the bringing upon the owner and the doing of the carbon and the hakrava of the carbon upon the kohanim. It's two separate ideas. So if that's true, says the mitzvah samelach, then bringing is all generic bringing. It doesn't matter what you're bringing. So that is why the Rambam can count all of these chataos together, because the mitzvah isn't on each and every person. It's a mitzvah to bring it generally. And therefore, says the Rambam, you just bring a chatas. The mitzvah is to bring. Bring, bring. You don't even focus on the avoda yet. And you're not going to make different mitzvahs based on different animals. So if it's just a separate mitzvah on the hava, that's how the Rambam can count it as one big mitzvah. Maybe Rav Sadia Gaon holds like the Ramban. The Ramban counts it as one big hava and hakrava. So the hava is really a prelude to the hakrava. It's all focused on that kapara stage of the hakrava. If that's true, so then different types of kaparas might require different minyan ha-mitzvos. So that is the lamdas behind the mitzvah of why the Rambam counts them all together. The mitzvah Melech does point out that the Rambam even puts the mitzvah of chatas kohen gadol here, while the minchas chinuch discusses Kohen Gadol in the previous mitzvah, in yesterday's mitzvah, where Minchas Chinuch must assume that the Meshuach, the Chatas Kohen Gadol, is more connected to the Par Halom Davar Shel Tzibur, like we discussed yesterday, is more of a public karban than the private karbanis of a Yachid or of a Nasi or of a Vodazara. Okay, that might be a machlokas between the Chinuch and the Rambam, assuming the Minchas Chinuch is correct in the Chinuch's view. Okay, now let's get back to the chinuch. So the mitzvah is the chatas of a yachid. She yakrev kol shogeg b'chait mehachatoy magdolim ayiduin karban chatas. That every time a person brings does an aveir b'shogeg, he has to bring a karban chatas. If he would have done a b'mezid, it's an avera, that if he would have done b'mezid, he'd be chayef kares. Shene emar, as the pasuk says, v'im nefesh achas techata b'shkagami amaretz v'chulu, v'zosi enikres chatas kavua, and this is what's called the set chatas. Klomar shihila olam karban behema, v'lo ya leviyered. It is always an animal, a karban behema, and it doesn't go up or down, l'fi osher amakriv v'anyo. And it doesn't depend on your tax bracket, how rich or poor you are. This is contrasting to the mitzvah that we'll have in 2 days, in Kufchav Gimel, which is known as the carbon olav yored. It's a chatas that goes up and down depending on, there are certain averos, very few, certain averos that you bring there. But here there are, as the chinuch will say in a few minutes, 43 averos that you bring a chatas for. V'achatom sheyischayv olayim chatas heim la'olam otzon shechayav anazdon ankaris. All the ones that you bechayev karis for, bemezid, beshogeg, you bring a chadas. Ubitznai, shetia mitzvahs lo sase, v'yeba maisa. As long as it's a lo sase, and there are two that are not, and it has a maisa, lav sheish ba maisa, that's what's required for this mitzvah. The Tam V'Das of Sternbach points out that the whole Karban Chata starts off with Nefesh Kisechta. Why Nefesh? So we discussed Nefesh already by Mincha. Why it says Nefesh there? Why by Chata's here? Explains with Sternbach that usually when we do an Aveira B'mezid, so we sinned by rebelling against Hashem, A, and we sinned by Memela. There's a natural result of sinning that we are distanced from Hashem. And as Rav Soloveitchik called, there's Tumah and Chiyuv. We're mechuyiv and onesh, but besides the chiv of the onesh, we all also are metame ourselves because we didn't listen to Hashem. So that's what you have, both of those elements when it comes to a carbon b'mezid. When it comes to an aveira b'mezid, when it comes to a shogig though, I'm not mechayiv anything l'chora. Right? I didn't rebel against Hashem. So all there is that my neshama was affected, that I'm further from Hashem. It was only my nefesh. That's why nefesh kisechta. Nefesh, the soul is what requires kapara here, not the guf. You didn't do it, b'mezid. But it's the shol. V'chodi b'shogeg mikivan shabur so no lo haya hachavis lavaras aveira. Ein kamarida b'malchus umashu tzorach lechaper zerak hapagam b'nefesh. It's only the pagam in the nefesh that requires kapara. Along these lines, but a little bit different, is that it's interesting that one has to bring a karban for an aveira done b'shogeg. One might have thought shogeg. Why do I have to bring a carbo? What did I do wrong? Similar question is asked by Ari Miklat. The guy killed by accident. What does he have to spend 50 years possibly in the Ir Miklat away from where he grew up, away from his family? So it's b'shogeg. So why does he have to go away? So many of the Mefarshim explain, Rav Dessler and Michtam Eliyahu and Chela Gimel, page 138, 139 explains, no, there are some things that are so important to us that if it was so important to us, we wouldn't even violate b'shogeg. As an example, do we ever forget to eat? Oh, b'shogeg, I forgot to eat lunch. Generally, it doesn't happen. I remember, because it's part of me to be hungry. Part of my mahus is that I eat. So even if I go a couple hours, but I'm not going to forget to eat, because if I don't eat and it's a fast day, that's a conscious decision. But I won't forget to eat because it's part of me, says the Mechilat Eliyahu. So if it's part of me to value a person's life, I'd take so many precautions that I would never come to Shogeg. Or Shabbos, or whatever the case, whatever the other may be, I will have so many precautions that, of course, I would never come to it. That's different than Ones. Ones, you're not chayav a carbon for. Shogeg, you're chayav a carbon for. We'll get to Ones and similar ideas later. So he says, L'chor tamua, says Rav Dessler. B'kivan sh'avar mibli das madu ananus. What's he getting punished for? So he says, no. Shekol asher nimsa ba'adam be'etzem p'nimi yuso. Whatever is inside a person, lo yitta bo v'lo yishkachenu. Ki hu mitziyuso. That's his mitzius, that's his reality. V'im shachach otabe is a davar, ze lo'os, shegeder ze adayin chitzoni hubo. V'im kein karavu livada. It's a warning sign. If I did a b'shogeg, that's a warning sign, and I have to make sure that I bring a karbon because there's a disease inside, and this is just the symptom, and I have to cure that disease to make sure that it doesn't happen again, and I am totally straight and understanding in terms of my spiritual standing where I am now. Okay, there's more related to that, but we'll continue now, and we'll see at the end if there's more time. Continuing the chinuch now. Kfar Amanu, we've already said, Ki Misharshia Karban Lahashpil and Nefesh Achotas, the message of the Karban, as I've said many times, is to lower the sinning soul. Kechatas Ka'asham Torah Achas Lohem, Chatas and an Asham, it's one idea. Einenu Sarach Lachziru Chalach of Echad, I'm not going to go through, repeat the Shorish for each mitzvah. Okay, Midini and Mitzvah. Some halachas of the mitzvah. So what the chinuch is not going to talk about here is the unique avoda of the Chatas, because that's going to be spoken about later on, as I mentioned, in Kuflam and Ches, relating to the mitzvah upon the Kohen. On him. All the chinuch is talking about here are the chiyuvim. When are you mechuyiv to bring a chatas and when not? That's the focus here, because that's this mitzvah. It's on the Yisrael. Midini ha-mitzvah, kagon, or Kohen and Levi, if they sinned also. Midini ha-mitzvah, kagon ma-sh'amr zechon al-mavracha. She'en chiyiv ha-shogig la-vi chatas, ela al-avira sh'chayavon al-zdon ha-karis. As he said before, only if you did an avira that you'd be chayiv karis for, b'mezid, you're chayiv a chatas for if you did a b'shogeg. V'yesh b'torah shlosha chatoim. There are three exceptions. Sha'af al b'shiyesh b'zdonan kareis ein b'shogegasam chatas. Three exceptions. Even though you're chayiv kareis b'mezid, you're not chayiv a carbon b'shogeg. V'elohein migadif. Migadif, blaspheming God. So why you putter there? Because there's no maisa. As the chinuch said in the end of the first paragraph, you need a maisa. So magadif is putter from a chatas. You can be chayiv kareis, but you're putter from a chatas. And umevatel mila. Bris Mila, the Chadam Yasos Pesach. Karban Pesach and Mila, as we know, the only two mitzvahs I say that are Chayev Kares, but there is no Karban. There's no Karban Chatas if somebody did it Peshogeg. If somebody missed the Karban Pesach by accident, they do not bring a Karban Chatas. V'nasu tam b'kol echad u'mefurish b'mkomo. And the Chinuch says each reason is given, as I just explained, either Ein B'maisa or it's an Asay. Kol Shara Averis, all other Averis, just don't on Kares that you're going to get Kares for b'mezid. Also Shabbos. Shabbos, you're going to get skila for with Edim. But without Edim, you're going to get Kares. In all those cases, shigagasan chatas kavua. If you do it by accident, what does by accident mean? We'll talk about it in a minute. That you bring a set chatas chutz, except for other exceptions, which you're going to bring me tamish achalas hakodesh, v'tamish nechalas lemikdash, tumas mikdash v'kadashav, that's mefurish. That's later on in Parshas Vayikra, also in Perek Dalel, that's an olav yored. So these are mefurish psukim. We don't have to go so deep into lundus. Mefurish psukim, all averis bring a chatas, except for three, which has no karban. Those are the three that he just mentioned. And then the one or two that have a different karban. And those are the ashams, obviously, the ashams and the Vashon of Kares, but the ashams and Tumas Mikdash, which has Kares, but you're going to bring an Olavi Yorid. The Avobi says, don't on Kares, he may be in Chadus Kavua, El Karban Olavi Yorid, Kishahu, Of, Okemach, Kamosh, Mefurish, Pekasav, as we will see, either bring a bird or you bring flour. Nim says, Slame, so it comes out if you do the math. Shekol Avir Shabbatorah Shayachan Mevi Asher Gassan Chadus Kavua, Shalosh Varba, I mean 43. 43 Averis. How does it work out that if you look in Krisos, the Daf Beis, it says 36? You work it out with the Mefarshim. What does the Mishnah count together, which the Chinuch counts separately? Tzei v'chashov ki kein timsa'im v'rubam ba'arayos. Figure it out. Most of them are arayos, separate Averis of illicit relationships. V'chein me'inyan zeh ma'ashamr zecharon l'vracha. Also, what it says in Shabbos, that's one tonight. Has to be an aver that you get curries for. Next, she'ein chiyav ha'karban ashi yeshogeg mitzchila v'asof. You have to be a shogeg from the beginning to the end. Yet the entire avera has to be b'shogeg. Let's say I didn't know it was Shabbos, and I threw an arrow. into the street. So I'm going to be chayev for hotzah. And then before it lands, before the hanacha, I realize it's Shabbos, or I'm told it's Shabbos. So that's not chayev achatas. That's not shogeg mitzchila vatzof. Also, what is called shogeg if you have a lot of different shogeg in together? How many is it? One karban? Is it many karbanas? If you forget it, Shabbos is one karban. If you know it's Shabbos and you didn't know these 10 acts were asur on Shabbos, that's 10 shogegs and that's 10 karbanas. All different places. This is discussed in Shas. This applies to men and women, because whatever avir is done applies to men and women. Somebody doesn't bring a chatas, the mevatel, this mitzvah say. Again, if somebody does a avir b'shogi b'zman hazeh, gotta write it down, like the Gemara says in Shabbos. At least according to one version, that one of the Tanam, Rabbi Yishmael, he was mate the light when he was reading next to a candle on Shabbos, and he forgot for a second that he was mate it. So it says there, either he almost did, or he did, and therefore he recorded that he has to bring a chata shmeina. He has to bring a chata, so he wrote it down, because Meheri Yibana Beis HaMikdash will all be able to bring all the karbanas that we owe. So one is only chayiv if one does the avera b'shogeg. So what does shogeg mean? If you look at Os Gimel in the Minchas Chinuch, ve'izehu shogeg, lo mibayim shogeg b'lavakaris. Not only if you were shogeg about the avera, devadai havi shogeg shlo yadaklam yish labedavar. I didn't know this was aser. So that's for sure. I didn't know this was non-kosher meat. I thought it was kosher meat. Ach afilum yadash yishlav. There's an important chiddush of the Gemara that even if I know it's usur, I just didn't know that it's so bad to eat this. I thought it was alav. I didn't know it was karis. I thought I'd get malchus. So lo yadim chayv alavir zukaris havishkaga. That's also considered shogeg. So machlokas and Shabbos, but we paskin that's a shogeg if you didn't know it was karis. What if I knew there was karis? I didn't know there was a karban. That's not a shkaga. That's not a shkaga. Shigagas carbon ba'avir sheish bakaris. That is not called a shkaga. Look at os hay in the minchas chinuch. V'din zed the shogeg after hayat tinok shenei ba'ben agayim. What if somebody never knew? He's what's called tinok shenishba. V'lo yada b'das Yisrael klal. He doesn't know anything about the Jewish people. Kishenod deloshu Yisrael chayav al kol avera me'averas chadash. Got to bring for every avera. What, all Shabbos is going to be one? You never heard of Shabbos. Everything on Shabbos is going to be one. But on every other avera, chaylev dam v'chayotze behen, and he realizes that he's Jewish, so then he has to bring a karban for every single avera. There are two other types of cases which we have to talk about. Number one, omer mutter. Omer mutter. V'ein chilek, says the Minchas Chinuch in Ozvav. Usually, in some cases, we have a concept called omer mutter. I thought it was mutter. In this context, that's called shogeg. Omer mutter, I thought it was mutter, is called shogeg. Chilek, but then shogeg, hein biyadashu chaylev, rak lo yadim, asur, o shalo yadashish makaris, o shayadah, rak shayas chalif, lo shuman v'chaylev. In Ozvav, Minchas Chinuch says, omer mutter here, it's the same thing as shogeg. We have omer mutter different in two other contexts, though. If you look in the second parak of Maseches Machas, there are some opinions that say omer mutter is not called shogeg when it comes to Ari Mikla. If somebody says, I thought it was mutter to kill people, that's called shogeg. And you go to Ari Mikla, no. That's called karvla mazen. And therefore, you're not going to go to, and if he's telling the truth, that he was omer mutter. If he's lying, obviously he's amazing. But if he thought it was mutter for some reason, he's crazy, right? So then we say that's karvel amazing. He does not go to galus. Where else does this come up? It comes up by arayos. So tshuv of the maharik that's quoted in the Ramah and Evan Ezer at the end of Evan Ezer. The Ramah quotes. We know the halacha is if a woman is mezaneh bemazed, then she is asura to her husband and she has to get divorced. And she also to the boel also. But if she's mezaneh b'shogeg, if she was b'shogeg, she thought it was her husband, or she thought whatever the case may be, if it was ones for sure. But even if it was b'shogeg, then she is not usher to her husband. But what if the Marik says, omer mutter? What if the omer mutter? I didn't know that Judaism doesn't allow you to have relationships with other men. I thought you're allowed just like a man could have a few wives, a woman could have a few husbands. So the Marik says, in Kuf Samach Zayin, she is still asur labayla. Why? Because the Isra Labayla is totally on the Maisa Mered against her husband, and this was a Mered, this was a rebellion against her husband, is defined so in Halacha, and therefore she's still going to be Aser. So even though here, Omer Mutter is included in Shogeg, but at least in two other contexts, there are discussions of it. When it comes to Isra Labayla, and when it comes to the Isra of Ritzicha B'Shogeg. The other case to bring up is Misasek. Misasek is discussed in various places in Shas, in Maseches Shabbos, at Hilchos Shabbos. Misasek means one step removed from Shogeg. For example, let's say I brought flowers for my wife before Shabbos, and I didn't have a vase, so I wanted to keep them outside in the backyard. So I threw them in the backyard. They're not attached, so they're not muksa. I threw them in the backyard, and on Shabbos morning, I'm going to take them and bring them to her. So I go out to the backyard to get the flowers, and instead of picking up the flowers that were cut, I reach down, and by mistake, I picked up the flowers that weren't cut. So I thought I was picking up the flowers that were cut. So that's, there's a lack of my das. It wasn't shogeg, right? I knew exactly Hilchos Shabbos, and I knew exactly, but there was something in my action. Or if I brushed against the light switch when I went into a room. These are types of cases that are called misasek, which you are putter from a karban on Shabbos. Most isurim in the world, one is potter for. There are some cases which are chayav. The Gemara says, misatik v'chalavim v'arayos, when it comes to eating or when it comes to illicit relationships, because there is physical pleasure that overrides the patur of misasik, and therefore it would be called a maisa aveira by those two. But if it's plain misasik without achila and without hanaz basar, that would be a patur misasik. There is a famous discussion in the Achronim between Rabbi Kiva Eiger and the Nesivis having to do with Hilchos Pesach. Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Simon Ches discusses, is general misasik, is it a Maisa Aveira with a patur onshin, or is it not even a Maisa Aveira? For example, with my nafkamino, what's the difference? Let's say I see somebody violating a misasik. I know he's about to do misasik. Do I have to stop him or not? Depends. If it's a Maisa Aveira, I might have to stop him, even though he doesn't know what he's doing. But if it's not a Maisa Aveira, then I don't even have to stop him. Number one. Or what if I saw in the Kabbalat Shel HaRav, he paraphrases this, Rabbi Kiva Eiger, but it's Rabbi Kiva Eiger in Simen Ches, in the first Chelek. If my Eved is doing Misasik at Shabbos, am I going to get the Aveira if I know about it? I know it's not Misasik. I see what he's doing. So Shvisas Avdo. I'm commanded on Shvisas Avdo. So if I know that what he's doing is not Misasik, then I'm going to be Chayiv. But if Misasik isn't even a Maisa Aveira, so then I'm not going to be Chayiv. So that's a big discussion of Misasik. A further related issue, this Omer Mutter, this Misasik, and if you look in the continuation, all the way at the end of the Minchas Chinuch in Os Tezvav, he quotes, everybody is Chayiv in Karban Chatas. What about a child? What about a child who did an Aveira when he was a child, and now he becomes a Gadol? Does he have to bring a Chatas, does he have to bring a Karban Chatas when he gets older? And it's an important question, because you can't just say, oh, you might as well bring it, because you can't bring a Chatas Nedava. So an Olas Nedava, fine, but you can't bring a Chatas Nedava. So if he isn't mind the Chatas, and he's not really Mechuyev, so then what does he do? So the Minchas Chinuch says in Os Tezvav, V'hinei kol ha'ishim chayavim b'karban zeh, v'tekev kishen is gadel, hainu ben yud givel shanim, baby Cyrus, k'mo b'chol ha'torah hanami, right when he's 13, he's chayav. Yes, there's a question the Achronim ask, if Karis only starts at 20, then why should Chatas start earlier? That's a question. It's a question the Achronim deal with. But this issue, he says, right when he's 13, what if before he was 13 he did an Aveira? That is a big discussion in the Achronim again, like Misasik, is that a Maisa Aveira when I'm 10 years old and I do an Aveira? Is that a Maisa Aveira with a Patur Onshin? Or is it not even called a Maisa Aveira? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, that's where a lot of this issue is brought up, in Daf Nun Hei, talks about the Takala and Kalon. Is there Takala? Is there the fact that, let's say, a Katan or a Ktana has an illicit relationship with a Gadol or a Gdola? So is that called, is that a Maisa Aveira that would be punishable for the Gadol? So again, that's the issue. That's the Achronim say, what would you say on that case? There is a Rashi that is quoted in Baba Kama. Rashi Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Chesim Abeis. The Gemara says that Raphram forced Rav Ashi to pay. Very unclear exactly what the case is in the Gemara. But Rashi says, Raphram forced Rav Ashi to pay for a shtar that he burned when he was a kid. Sharaf shtar chaver b'yal duso. When he was a kid. So they quote this Rashi as saying, oh, look, there's a Maisa Aveira. So Maisa Aveira was a Kadem, but it's just a Patur. So he forced it to pay. Maker didn't. You don't have to pay for it, but when he gets older, maybe he would have to pay for it. This is quoted in the Ramah, in Arachayim, in Ilcha Shabbos, the end of Shin Mem Gimel. Katan Shehikes Avivo Avar Shara Aveiras Bekanuso. A Katan that hit his father, Chas V'Shalom, or did other Aveiras when he was a child. Afalpi She'eino Tzarach Tshuva Kishayigdal Ivido. You don't really need Tshuva when he gets older, because he was a kid. He was a Lav Bar Das. Mikol Makom Tovo. It's good. It's a good idea. Shekabel al atzmo eiza davar l'tshuva ulechapara. He's been makabel something on himself for kapara. Afal bisha avar kodem shenasa bar onshin. Even though he was violated when he was a lab bar onshin. Look at the Beis Yosef here and the Nosei Kilim. They quote that Rashi and the Goz Hashri also discuss it in Baba Kama there on Daf Tzadik Chesim Beis. One final source related to Maisa Katan. I'm just going to mention it, and not that we're not going to get into it. And that's a sheet of the Rambam that's discussed in Maseches Ksubas. The Rambam in Isurei Bia Gimel Beis has a sheet that is much discussed by the Achronim. That if somebody is ba al ktana, if a ktana could be married daraisa, if her father accepts kiddushin for her, kiddushin ktana. So if a ktana is married and somebody is mezana with that ktana, she is neeseres al baila. So if somebody is Neseros Abayla, that kind of shows there's a Maisa Aveira. The problem is, what do you mean Neseros Abayla? Well, the Gemara seems to say that everything Katana does is called Ones. and therefore why should she be Nasar al Sabailos? That's a big, the Ravid argues, that's a big discussion, but it relates to the issue of Maisa Aveira of a Ketana. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's a lot more by Chatas, but we will leave it. How do you mechalik between different Aveiras? You can look at all the Minchas Chinuchs here, and those tests, and those Yud Gimel, but we will stop here.